Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another deep
You
dive.
got it.
Today, we're going to be looking at Greenfield High School athletics and activities.
They have been busy.
They really have.
Really busy.
We could
So
think it too.
we're going to try to cover everything as much as we can, at least. But first up, I want to talk about this Greenfield versus Whitnall wrestling match, because that rivalry is just
It's a good one.
intense.
It is.
And this match in particular had me on the edge of my seat.
Well, and right off the bat, you had Evan Christensen getting a pin in 33 seconds.
I know.
That's incredible. For anyone who doesn't know wrestling, that's like
It's so
you
fast.
blink and you miss it.
Yeah.
So really set the tone for the whole match.
But Whitnall didn't just
They did not go away.
roll over,
No, they did not.
especially the Lo-Fi brothers.
Yeah, Cole Lo-Fi had a technical fall, so he beat his opponent by 15 points.
Wow.
So that's a display of dominance there for sure.
Yeah, so who were some of the other key players in that match? So you had Aiden Schlieve, Kenny Jersey, Dylan Alba, Gavin St. John, all with pins,
Nice.
really helped Greenfield pull out the win.
It really did.
And then, of course, you have Vladimir Boyko getting the pin in the final match to seal the victory for Greenfield.
Wow.
I mean, talk about clutch.
Yeah.
That's what you want, right? So it
Absolutely.
was exciting all the way through.
Now, the girls' wrestling team, they competed in the duels in the Dells tournament,
They did.
which is, I hear, a pretty big deal.
It is.
What were some of the highlights from that?
Well, Angela Jayon placed sixth
Wow.
at the tournament.
Six.
Sixth.
That's awesome.
Yeah, out of a very challenging
Yeah.
group of wrestlers there.
That's incredible.
She wrestled consistently all the way through.
Very nice. Very nice. Anyone else catch your eye there?
The Rivera sisters, Eva and Natalie, really went for it with the pin strategy.
Okay.
I think Natalie got a 59-second pin
Whoa.
in one of her matches. So,
Fast.
yeah, really, really impressive.
I love those fast pins.
It's exciting to
Yeah,
watch.
absolutely.
And then Nariah Kibachi lost her first match, but then came back with two pins to
Nice.
end her tournament. So
Good for her.
showed a lot of resilience there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Gianna Wagner, I hear she didn't actually place,
She did.
but had a match worth mentioning.
She did. She won one of her matches with a 15-0 technical fall,
Wow.
which is pretty impressive.
It is.
Even though it didn't result in a placement, it just goes to show,
Yeah.
that even if you're not placing, you could still have a really good showing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, let's move on to basketball.
Okay.
The Greenfield boys beat South Milwaukee
Yeah.
77-59.
77-59, that's a pretty decisive victory.
It is.
But I think what's even more impressive than the score is that it was a real team effort.
Okay.
You had Mason Stieber-Pinder with 17 points, Braden Seidler with 17,
Wow.
and then Azon Juarez-Quinn with 15.
Nice.
But really, almost every player on that Greenfield roster contributed to the scoring,
Wow.
which makes them really hard to defend.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can't just key in on one or two players,
Right.
that's going to make
Just make
you
things really
a
hard.
tough team to beat.
And the girls had a good game against South Milwaukee, too.
They did. Even more decisive victory, 71-40
Wow.
over South Milwaukee.
So, did they also spread the ball around like the boys did?
A little bit. I mean, Armani Tauschek had 24 points,
Okay.
which is
That's a lot of points.
quite a few. But you also had Olivia Hodel with 14, and then Raelynn Tedding, Maya Hornung,
Yeah.
Rhea Kasanovich, Ella Cruz all had points too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was a real team effort there as well.
So kind of seeing that theme across
Yeah,
both
both
teams,
boys and girls.
like that's got to be good coaching and a good program.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Seems to be working for them.
Absolutely. Now I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about hockey.
Okay.
The Waukesha Wings, they had a 3-2 victory over Ice Force,
Yeah, a nail biter.
which is exciting.
Yeah.
I love a good close game.
It was exciting. They were outshot by Ice Force 49-24,
Oh.
but still managed to pull out the victory.
So how did that happen?
Well, they were just very opportunistic with their scoring chances.
Okay.
Rogan DeWayne had a shorthanded goal for
Nice.
Ice Force,
Okay.
and then Andrew Kunz had a goal for them later on.
Okay.
So they were up, but the Wings didn't give up,
Right.
and they just kept battling
Good.
and managed to get those three goals when they needed them.
That's great.
Yeah.
And they had a scoreless second period.
Yes, they did.
That must have been tense.
Very tense.
Okay, well, let's switch to flag football.
All right.
The girls had a huge win in their last game of the regular season.
56-12 over Waukesha West.
I saw that.
Pretty impressive.
I heard it didn't start out so great for them, though.
No, they were actually down 6-0
Oh,
at
no.
the beginning of the game.
Okay.
but then they went on a 38-0 scoring run.
Wow, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so who are the stars in this game?
Well, Marija Kasanović had 5 touchdowns.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
Ediana Velez, Gabby Ketchel, and Jada Benave also had some big plays.
Awesome.
Yeah, really good team effort there.
Now, when we look at the score, it's obvious that the offense was on fire, but defense is important too.
Oh, absolutely. Defense wins championships, as they say.
So how did they do on the defensive side?
Jada Benave had 11 flagpoles.
Wow.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
And the team had 5 interceptions.
Awesome.
So, you know, that really contributed to that dominant win.
It really did. And they have another game coming up, right?
They do. January 5th, they're playing Muskego in the playoffs.
Okay.
So that'll be a good one to watch.
I have to tune into that one.
Yeah.
Now let's move away from sports for a little bit.
All right.
I want to talk about the band.
Okay.
They have had a very busy week.
They have their winter concert. And then they also performed at Aurora Hospital and at Blue Mills.
Aw, that's so nice.
Spreading some holiday cheer through music.
I love that.
That's really nice.
So last but not least, I want to talk about Denkum.
Okay.
They competed at the District Career Development Conference.
They did.
Which is, I hear, huge.
It is. Over 750 students.
Wow.
From different schools were there competing.
Wow. And Greenfield did well?
They did. They got 16 medals.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they had a lot of first place finishes, a lot of top placements.
Wow. So who were some of the stars?
Well, you know, Kim Bowie got first in automotive marketing.
Nice.
Kiara Balan and Louise Martinez, they were a dynamic duo.
Okay.
They placed in a couple of different events.
Nice.
And then Troy Line also had multiple medals.
So DECA is such a great program.
It is.
You know, I wish they had it when I was in school.
I know.
It really teaches these kids some great real-world skills. Game. Absolutely.
Communication, presentation.
Yep.
You know, all sorts of things that they're going to need no matter what they do after high school.
Right. Yeah. It's not just about business. It's about
exactly
being a person in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
very impressive for them.
Very impressive. All right. So we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But don't go anywhere just yet because we still have more to talk about.
There's a lot more.
So we'll be back in part 2 to explore even more of Greenfield's accomplishments.
I can't wait.
See, me too.
I can't wait to dive deeper.
Me neither.
It's really cool to see how much teamwork is emphasized at Greenfield.
It is.
It seems like, I don't know, every single team or activity
yeah.
we talk about is...
Collaboration.
Collaboration, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really seems to be like built into the culture there.
Well, and it's not just about the wins, right?
No.
It's about, I think, learning how to work together.
Exactly.
And support each other and like push each other to be better.
Right. And I think when you have that kind of supportive environment,
yeah,
people are more willing to like take risks and try new things.
Absolutely.
Which is how you grow and learn.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the girls flag football team.
Yeah.
It's a relatively new sport, I mean.
Yeah.
And they're already killing it.
Exactly. I think it's great that schools are like offering these new opportunities.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great sport.
It is.
You know, it takes athleticism, strategy.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
It's really fun to watch.
It is really fun to watch.
And speaking of fun things to watch, those band performances.
Oh, yeah.
At Aurora Hospital and Blue Mills.
That's so great.
That just warms my heart.
It's so nice of them to like go onto the community and share their music.
Absolutely.
Especially during the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, the holidays can be tough for some people.
They can.
And to just bring that little bit of joy
yeah.
through music.
It's really special.
It is, and the talent of these kids.
Oh my God.
Blows me away.
So talented.
I mean, learning an instrument is hard.
It's a lot of work.
And they make it look so easy.
They do. They make it look effortless.
I know.
But it's really not. They put in a lot of time and effort.
Absolutely.
To get to that level.
Yeah. And, you know, music is such a powerful thing.
It is.
I mean, it
yeah.
can really, like, help people through tough times. It can bring people together.
Absolutely.
It's just, it's amazing.
It is. It's really cool to see them sharing that with other people.
Absolutely. Now.
And DECA.
DECA. I mean, we talked about their accomplishments.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to remember that it's not just about, like, the medals and the wins.
You know.
It's about the skills they're learning.
Exactly.
That they can use no matter what they do in life.
Right. Like even if they don't go into business.
Right.
The communication skills, the problem solving skills.
Yeah.
The critical thinking skills. All of that is so valuable.
Absolutely.
No matter what you end up doing.
Absolutely. So I think it's really cool to see how Greenfield is like fostering that kind of
well-roundedness.
Yeah, like giving these kids the opportunity to try all these different things.
Yeah, exposing them to different experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's so important.
It is.
You know, because you never know what you're going to be passionate about.
Exactly.
Until you try it.
You got to try it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's one of the things that really stands out to me about Greenfield.
You too.
Is that they're really encouraging these kids to like find their passion.
Yeah. And providing them with the support and resource they need to do that.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we've talked about the triumphs on the field.
Yes.
The melodies in the hallway.
Yes.
The sharp business minds.
Yes.
But there's still more to the story.
Oh, yeah. There's always more.
So join us for part three, where we'll dive even deeper into the individual stories.
We'll get personal.
Yes.
And we'll talk about the challenges and lessons learned along the way.
All right. So we're back for the final part of our Greenfield deep dive.
Let's do it.
And I really want to focus on the individuals.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about all these achievements.
Yeah. Yeah.
But behind every win, every medal,
right,
there's a story, you know. Like Evan Christensen, 33-second pin.
Incredible.
And that takes so much work.
So much.
Dedication, you know.
Years of training, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not just physical strength, right?
No, you have to be mentally tough.
Yeah.
You have to have the strategy down.
Yeah.
You have to be able to think on your feet.
And the girls' wrestling team at Duels in the Dells.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some serious competition.
It is. It is.
So, like, Angela Sean getting sixth place.
Very impressive.
You know.
Especially at that level of competition.
And the Rivera sisters.
Oh, the pin strategy.
Those pins were so fast.
I know.
I love it.
So exciting to watch.
I know.
Those quick pins.
And then the basketball teams, you know. All those points.
Yeah, oh, both boys and girls.
Like Mason Stieber-Pinter.
Yeah.
Braden Seidler.
Yeah.
Armani Taushek.
Yeah, a lot of talent on those teams.
Hello.
Put up some big numbers.
It's so impressive.
Yeah, they make it look easy, but it's not. It's hours and hours of practice,
yeah,
drills, you know, working together as a team.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we have to talk about the band.
The band?
You know, performing at the winter concert.
Yeah.
Aurora Hospital, Blue Mels.
Spreading the holiday cheer.
Like, I can only imagine how much work goes into that.
I know. Learning all that music.
Yeah.
And then performing it flawlessly.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Really impressive.
And Decca, you know.
Decca.
Those kids are learning some valuable skills.
Yeah. Like we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Those skills are going to help them no matter what they do in life.
Absolutely.
Communication, presentation, problem solving.
All of it.
Critical thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't.
No matter what you end up doing.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this Greenfield deep dive,
yeah,
I'm just left feeling so inspired.
Me too. It's really cool to see.
Like, these kids are amazing.
Yeah, they're doing such great things.
It's not just about the athletics. It's not just about the activities.
It's about who they are as people.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. They're making a difference.
They are.
They're inspiring others.
Yeah, they're setting a great example.
Yeah. So to all the students.
The teachers.
The coaches.
The families.
At Greenfield.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You should be very proud.
Yeah, you're doing great things.
Keep it up.
Yeah, keep it up. And to our listeners.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed it.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.